Tonight on the show, Steven's afraid of locker rooms. Mice eat the weed. A Texas man's fajitas. Madagascar. Some sexual content. And poop knives. All this and more on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 422 for April 26, 2018. Balls deep in fajitas. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, that show that speaks softly and lovingly into your ears, the odd news and weird stuff from all over the world. We're like an ASMR on crack. We're like, if there was some ASMR, we're not just going, I really like weird news. We're going, we really like weird news, and we're going to explode your face with it, and it's going to be great, and you're going to love it, and it's going to be awesome, and probably about 30 minutes into the show, you'll be like, what? Is this show about weird news? And we'll be like, well, sometimes, maybe. Most of the time, it's just about poop and fart jokes and what thing Ashley's rubbed on her butt crack this week. I love you guys. I am your host, Steven, joined as always by the incredible, the wonderful, the amazing Smashley. Let's do a show. Oh, were you planning on mad libbing this up today?
I just wanted to show you.
You wanted to show me.
Yeah.
I'm show like me the mad libs.
Daddy, look what I got. This stuff. I found a packet of seeds from our town that we live in.
Oh, good. Can we plant more towns with those seeds? Is that what you do?
That would be real cool.
Mad libs. Dude, I love some of those. We got to do one of those again. We got to do our Mad Lib shenanigans because that's a popular segment around these parts.
I actually got, like, the brand name Mad Libs. One is the spy one and one is, like, umbrella.
I have brand name Mad Libs. Mad Libs.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, they're Ninja Mad Libs.
The Ninja Mad Libs?
Yeah, there's a real.
Oh, wow.
We got some fun ones in here. Most of them have been used. Oh, yeah, wow. We have done a lot of these.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I feel like that's been since you were in your apartment.
Oh, since way back in the day. I've had this one since.
We should have dated them. That would have been real cool.
Well, they're probably not single. I mean, I can imagine they're taken as popular as they are.
Steven, how does your brain even know? That was clever. No.
I'm married. I can't date them. No, you're right. We should have, but we didn't because we don't think ahead. You know what would be fun is if the audience contributed Mad Libs. Like, if they just wrote a really obnoxious story and just kind of turned out, like, just removed words. Like, a reverse Lord. Mad Lib.
I mean, we do have some very creative people in our audience, so.
We do. I would be.
Write a story, dude.
Yeah, write a story. And then, so somebody write a story, and then somebody else go through and remove the words.
Right.
And then we'll use it as a Mad Lib. It'd be great. We could do audience Mad Libs. Be like, we need a noun, and then we'd sit there for 45 seconds as we waited for you to catch up.
So I feel like what we would need to do is like create a web page for that, and then whoever fills it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a Google form, and we could just put it out there ahead of time.
Yeah, and we could just pick a couple of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
That would be easier.
Smash, you're so smart, utilizing the internet to do a thing. This is such
you'll
a new
the
concept.
Tools at our disposal to use, do things.
Use the tools to do the things. So, hey, man, it's my level up day on Sunday.
Ding!
It's my ding day.
Ding day.
On Sunday, I'm leveling up to level 33. And I was telling this to my friend Chris as we were walking around in downtown Raleigh, where there was a shooting today, by the way.
Nuh-uh.
Right outside my building. Someone got shot with a bullet from a gun.
Like thuggy stuff, or I'm a...
Apparently, it was some sort of argument outside of a pub, and someone shot at the female suspect, shot another person. I don't know if it was the victim was male or female, but they were taken to Wake Med Hospital. They didn't die.
What kind of argument was it? Like, get in my car so I can rape you? And she said, F that, and shot him? Or, like,
no idea.
Get me your shoes, ho, because I like them. And she said, F you, and shot her.
Both of those seem like perfectly reasonable things. But the terrible thing about it is right outside my building, and I'm like, I just went for a walk like 30 minutes ago. This is terrifying.
It was day bar arguments.
No, what?
It was like daytime.
Yeah, out of they got bar, shot like, today.
Day drinking argument
at like 3, maybe.
Don't drink enough at 3 to shoot somebody. Hey, maybe
they didn't drink. It was at like 3 or 3:30, and I had just been for a walk. Like at 3:15, we went walking around.
Did you tell your wife that? Because she's not going to let you go to work anymore.
Well, yeah. Well, we didn't walk on that side where the shooting was. We were a block over, so we were safe. You know, but anyway, when I was leaving work, it was like an incident on the corner of X and X. And I was like, that's my streets that I leave on to get in my car and go. I'm like, I'm gonna be stuck in traffic. Because at the time, I didn't know what it was. And I get out and I'm like, look at all this. There's no traffic out here because it's being blocked just one street up. Like all the traffic being blocked because of this thing. I'm looking back and I'm like, wonder what happened. I'm getting home in like record time today. There's no traffic out here because all the cars are having to go a stupid direction. I get home. I'm like, oh, someone was shot.
You're saying is you need some sort of like calamity to happen on your drive time.
I didn't want that to happen. Without knowing the information, I was really excited about my easy drive home. But then when I realized that there was someone who actually got hurt, I was like, oh, this is really sad. I should not have been as excited as I was. So I said, shame on you, past Steven, for your jubilance at someone else's misfortune.
Like you've got these. So you talk to yourself, right? Like everybody does this. You just have just conversations. I mean, me and you probably more than the normal person.
Yeah.
We're freaking weird and we'll do it out loud when nobody's around us.
I talk to myself all the time. I don't go into work. You know, constant flurry of words out of my mouth to me.
Chastisements, randomly pretending like you're on a cooking show while you make your banana smoothie that you've made every day for the last like 6 years.
You can do this. You suck. What? That's two different. Stop it, brain. Get out of my head.
Mine's mostly greatness because
you don't have flaws. So it's easy to be like, whatevs. I'm sitting there like, you're so stupid. You're so stupid. Then I'll fix it and be like, I am the smartest man alive.
Matt, when you came down yesterday and I'm like, how did you do the thing? You're like, super glue and awesome.
I don't know, man. Some sort of really incredible talent, God-given ability.
I don't know how I did it, but Bazamka just did it. Because that's what you call yourself in your head is Bazamka.
Bazamka. Bring on the praise. Hello, I am Bazamka. I am leader of Clone Army.
But do you do that like when you're by yourself? You talk out loud or is that like all internal?
It depends. I have caught myself talking like, I mean, it'd be like a sing song kind of thing. Like I'm doing the laundry. Laundry's getting done. I'm folding these pants. These pants are getting folded. It's the best. Watch out now. Oh my I'm going to get God, done totally with my stuff now. Oh, everybody's going to look out cause I'm getting clean pants and no more farts in them. That's kind of what I do. That's my jam.
Oh, that's funny. So basically that part of your brain has not changed since you were 2.
No, it's because there's an old home video of me rocking in a chair just going, I'm going to a store, just as a constant flurry. And then I look at Sam, I'm like, I did this. This is payback. This is payback for all the things I put my mom through. I never shut up, ever.
I feel like Sam is payback for everything that Stephanie put me through in college. And I just, every time he does something shitty that makes me happy deep down inside, I'm just like, that's for spilling mayonnaise in my Jeep and not cleaning it up.
This is what you get.
That's for leaving it for me to clean up 2 days later in Morgantown heat.
Ew, gross.
Yeah.
She spilled mayonnaise in your thing?
That's for spilling your smoothie in my cup holder and not cleaning it up. There was a theme to what annoyed me about stuffing when we were
not cleaning stuff up. You don't say.
It was specific to the vehicle. I didn't give a crap about.
Oh no, I'm aware of that. I know you don't care about cleaning up literally anything else you live in, but anything that you go ten minutes was precious. When you get in your car and you go 10 minutes down the road and you're only in there for maybe a 30-minute amount of time a day, that needs to be cleaned. But the thing that you live in, sleep in, exist in, all the other minutes of the day,
right?
It's fine.
Basically, I'm some sort of weird gerbil, and the nestier my bedroom looks, the better I sleep. Like, the more shit piled up on my bed, and like the more the covers are like tucked under my feet, and the more pillows around me.
No,
I do so much better.
This is so wrong.
Like,
when
I walk in and it's just clean, I'm like, there's nowhere to hide.
That's probably, you were just used to just hiding under all the layers of stuff when your mom would come. Ashley, are you in here? Are you in
here? That was a thing. Like, they couldn't tell if I was in my room or not because there was...
Back in the day, like, if you were home, you were probably in your room. Like, that you were in there somewhere or in the bathroom for days on end. It was a different...
Yeah.
I've started making up my bed when I get up in the morning. Like, if Stephanie's up, I make up the bed. It is changing my life little by little. And I know you can't...
get more bed bugs that way, but...
You can't connect with this. Because you don't make up your bed.
No, that is false. So Jacob likes for the bed to be made up, but I'm like, oh God, it's like one small thing I could do to make this person I love happy. So I've made up the bed every day for like the last, I don't know, how long have I been living with Jacob?
For a while. Yeah. Now. You should totally make your bed.
Does it make me happy? Or do I do it if he's not here? No.
You have to make up your bed. I find that days when I make up my bed, I go to work and I get to business a lot faster than days where I don't. It sounds stupid, but like the first 90 minutes of your day defines the rest of your day. And if you can kick it off with a task completed, oh man, it's a glorious thing because I'm like, I made up my bed. It's a psychological win early in the day.
I mean, when I wake up and go pee, that's a win for me because I've normally been holding it since 4 o'clock because I'm too damn lazy to get out of the bed and actually go pee in the middle of the night. So, yeah, when I wake up and I go pee, I'm like, gonna be a good day. Didn't wet the bed. Oh, still got it 4 hours of sleep.
I can't do it. Like, I've woken up in the middle of the night, like you say, like at 4:30, and been like, dang, my bladder. I'm about to explode. Must fall back to sleep. Must fall back to do not want to get up and flush toilet. Must fall back to sleep.
See, that's the like other thing. Like if I this is so like hippie of me. If I am by myself and I get up and pee in the middle of the night, I don't flush the toilet.
That's so gross. That yellow like, let it metals mellow stuff.
I've never even remotely thought about having to flush the toilet if I pee in the middle of the night because it's pee.
Oh, it's just...
And it's my pee, and I'm by myself.
Oh, God! It's so bad.
I feel like if you go pee, and then 4 hours later walk into the bathroom and you can smell pee, you probably have some sort of, like, kidney issues or a low-flow toilet.
Or you ate a bunch of asparagus the night before.
Just asparagus doesn't make my pee smell funny.
I don't want to talk about your pee. All I'm thinking about now is a nasty pee toilet. It just stays that way all night long.
Oh, my God.
It grosses me out just to think about it.
Well, the whole point of, like, this trail that we went down that was not marked and was full of wolves was because I was talking to myself in my head in yoga class today. And I'm like, because there's mirrors everywhere. And I'm like, holy crap, my form is spot on, and look at this flexibility, and I am BAMF, and nobody else in this classroom can do it. Suck it. Like, I'm doing my pigeons, and I'm doing my warriors, and I'm doing, like, the modified hard shit that the teacher didn't even tell anybody to do, and I'm, like, on fire. And then my other alternate reality Ashley looks at this reality Ashley and goes, yeah, man, you're so much more flexible than those 80-year-old women in class with you that probably have robot hips.
That's the thing about going to a wellness center is that the amount of octogenarians that you're exercising with is high. You're, and it's like, these dudes are awesome, but then you go in the locker room, like, these dudes are all just naked with each other. Can I tell you a story, Smash, about my first experience at the gym? I'll tell you, but don't tell these other people, because it's really embarrassing.
Please do.
But I'll tell you in confidence. I go to the gym for the first time ever, you guys. Like, I mean, I am an anxious individual when it comes to gyms. And it's through this experience I've discovered I'm not really that anxious about a gym. I'm anxious about a gym by myself, you know, but I got homie McFly with me, so it's fine. I am petrified of the locker room. Like, petrified of being in there. And because I had, like, in middle school and stuff, we'd get picked on because you nerds in the locker room with all the jocks, great, you know, this is awesome. This is where you develop.
Did you really have that experience?
Yeah, it's where you develop the sharpest wit you can because it's the only thing you've got to survive.
An a-hole, like, who possibly in that school thought, you're talking about Matt.
You got it. It only took you about 30 seconds to figure that one out. The kingpin of doom lives in this freak. Anyway, there were some dudes that were fond of picking on kids younger than them.
I'll go beat him up now, man.
No, I've let him go. He's fine. Okay. But anyway, so I don't like locker rooms. It's just not a thing I like to do. But I'm like, I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to do the old shower thing and just go straight to work afterwards. And it's going to be great. And I'm going to get through it. And it's going to be awesome. So me and Jacob go work out. It's great. I go back down to the lab. I'm like, okay, now it's time to conquer this shower. And it's one of those showers that's like, it's not a big shower with just a bunch of shower heads. You're not just going to stand in there and just
pop the open shower,
everybody's
like
balls hanging everywhere. You're just going in there to the thing, and it's a shower curtain with the shower in it, and then like a little space with another curtain so you can kind of get yourself together if you want to. So I'm like, I'm going to put my stuff in here, and I'll just get dressed when I get done out of here. I'll get dressed in this little space, and everything will be fine. I won't have to be, like, my butt won't be showing to everybody. It's going to be great. It's going
to
be fine.
Your butt shows to everybody anyway. I don't understand why that was a problem.
So, yeah, I know. So anyway, I walk in there, and I'm like, got to take my shoes off. So I take my shoes off, and I put them in that little space. And I've got them just pointed kind of away from me because I'm like, I'll just get, you know, I'll put them back on when I get done with the shower. I get in there, I turn the thing on, like, it's cold, whatever. It's blowing. And then all of a sudden, it ramps up to like 9 million PSI out of nowhere and like
the
shoots
water?
Me. Yeah, and it shoots me in the chest and is boring a hole into my chest. So I move out of the way because it's like freaking cold. It hits the shower curtain and then directly into my shoes. Like,
oh, you brought your shoes into
my
the
shoes were in the little space, and they went. The thing filled my shoes like a bucket. Like it
oh
just.
Oh my god, that's amazing!
And I was like, oh. So I just quickly did all my stuff, and then I turned the shower off. I looked at my shoe, and I poured the 87 cups of water out of my shoe. And I was like, well, this sucks. And I look at my bag, and I'd forgotten socks anyway.
Oh my god!
So I was like, this is not working out for me. I have to go back home.
Like, my wife fell in my lap because it was so distraught over your story.
Well, you figure out that and I'll finish my story.
You had to go back home that first day?
Yeah, the first day I had to go back home and I ended up just working from home. Because, like, I didn't have, like, what am I supposed to do? I put on my wet shoes, Smash. I put my bare feet.
Oh my god, it ruined your day.
It ruined everything. I put my bare feet in my wet shoes. And I walked over to Jacob and I'm all normal. I'm like, well, see you later, buddy. This was great. Squish, 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 squish. And I walk out of the building. I'm like, I'm so stupid.
Oh my god, stupid.
Well, even the thing is, like, earlier that morning, it was like, I'm going to pour my coffee so I could get it in my thermos. And I'll take it and I'll drink it on my way to work after we work out. And I forgot to put the coffee in the coffee maker the night before, so I made hot water. So, like, everything about my morning just was a disaster. I overprepared, but not in the right ways. So I was just like, F this gym. And I put my stuff up. And then this whole experience, like, Wednesday was fine, you know, because I'm like, I'm going to work from home anyway, so I'll just go back home and shower easy. And then Friday I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to succeed, and it's going to be great. And I argued with myself for 20 minutes. I thought about how I'm going to successfully maneuver the shower. And then all I could think about was like the two naked butts I saw the 3 days before and how I just didn't want to go in there. And I was like, went downstairs. I tried to get some stuff together. Something else went wrong and I had to go back upstairs. Like, I'm not going. I hate this thing. I'm never doing it again. And so I didn't go to the gym last Friday because I was like, no, I couldn't.
I didn't know you bailed on Friday.
No, I bailed on Friday because I was like, I told Chris at work, I was like, I felt like Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he's in his car. And he's like, I'll go. He'll keep calling me. Because Jacob texted me that morning. He called me. And he wanted me to come over. And I'll go. And fine. And then he gets out of his car and then he runs and like stomps around and like jumps. And That's where I was, except I failed. Cameron made it to Ferris's house. I did not. It was a disaster. My God.
You know, you and McFly have such a bro relationship. He did not tell me that you did not show up.
I didn't tell him that I didn't go.
Oh, because we were gone.
You weren't there. Yeah, you guys were gone.
Oh, okay.
So I was going by myself, which was like not going to happen. I mean, it could have, but it didn't because I psyched myself out. I had the anxiety brain was like, and I was like, can't do it, not gonna do it, never going, leaving, go Monday, I'll do it Monday, I'll make up. This is like literally what I was saying in the kitchen, like talking to yourself, was saying all those things in the kitchen while I was trying to get my stuff together, hating myself.
My God, yeah, I feel like if you skip the gym, it has a really negative, like, it's just, it messes your brain up, man, because you're like, this is one thing, like, during the day that I did really good for myself, and if you don't do it, you're like, where can I fit in this other goodness?
Oh, no, I don't care about that at all. I'm not there yet. I'm not where you are. I'm just like, hey, I didn't go to the gym today. Oh, well, go to work and do good stuff today. Keep on going. This is what a positive outlook does for you. You just go, sometimes you screw up. It's fine.
I don't know. I like the classes. Like, I feel like just going to the machines and stuff would be great if you were doing something specific or duty. Because, like, dudes don't really do classes.
I was like, duty?
Duty.
I duty sometimes. Dude, not at the bra-y. Gym. dude, bro.
The locker room, I feel like all locker room showers are exactly like that. You've got your little inner sanctum and your outer sanctum, but it's all wet. Like, the shower side is always all wet. Yeah, so I soaked. Just walk around barefoot. I throw my towel on the floor so I can put my feet through my, like, underwear and my bottoms so I don't get them wet.
That's smart. See, like, multiple towels or something.
I just throw it on the floor.
Oh, because you dry off and then you toss it on the floor.
Yes. And that, and I don't really care if anybody sees me naked because they're mostly all old women anyway and they don't really care, so.
Well, I don't care that nobody cares because I don't like it. And then I was looking, trying to help myself, so I was like Googling, locker room anxiety. What do you do about this? The first article I find is some dude going, if you are afraid of the locker room, you're not an adult, and you failed to get past puberty. And I'm like, what the crap is wrong with you, you a-hole? Like,
that's somebody that never had an issue in the locker room.
Yeah, like, that's just a jock guy who's been doing the thing forever, you know? I'm like, some of us were nerds in middle school, and it was a bad experience.
Steven, I didn't take gym during regular session. I took a bunch of stuff during summer school just so I wouldn't have to waste the gym credit during actual school.
And smell like a foot.
Yeah, so I took that over the summer at Woodrow, which was 5 feet up the road.
That was smart.
And then I went to, I don't know what it counted for, but I worked at a veterinarian office. Oh! I got to play at a vet's office all summer, and that counted as my health credit.
That's so stupid.
My mom, like, weaseled me out of everything awful in that school.
That's amazing. I wish I'd have done something like that. I could have really done without the gym. Because Stephanie, she did karate, and that counted as her physical education credit somehow. I don't know. I just was another normal kid who was going to the stupid gym. And I don't even know why they made us do it, because the seventh graders smell like old feet when they come out of the gym. Like, I didn't know it was that bad till I was like, we had a school that ran from like sixth grade to 12th grade. Like, our half of the school was sixth grade, 12th grade. So, like, when you're in 10th or 11th grade and you figured out deodorant and whatnot and you finally got your life together, and then you go into a classroom after the seventh graders have had gym, you're like, good Lord, were we like this? And the teachers are like, yes, all of you, everyone did this. And we're like, why didn't anyone tell us we smelled so bad?
I don't understand. Like, some of my, like, girls from church, there was one particular, like, the cutest little girl on the planet, and her hair always smelled like cat pee. And I'm like, does your mom not make you, like, take a shower or wash your hair before you, like, what are you doing? Like, you know how, like, the oils in your scalp after, like, 6 days of not washing it has a smell?
Oh, yeah, it becomes a problem.
Yeah, like, I feel like if you can smell yourself other than the occasional, like, I'm, you know, working out of the gym and, like, flapping your arms or something. Like, but if you could just, like, walk down the hall and, like, your hair smells like oil, you wash that shit.
Yeah, it's time to wash that swear jar. It's time to do the task. Do what you're supposed to. Sam even smells like feet sometimes. Like, after he's been playing with you all day, I smell his head. I'm like, good Lord,
child. And that was after two baths.
I know. He's, like, constantly in the bathtub. He still stinks.
Hey, That's how I entertain your child. I go pop him in the bin of water and tell him to have a good time.
He's really great with that, actually. That's a good strategy. Hey, did you know we do world news here on the show?
I was going to say.
And factoids and stuff.
When Steven and I don't do a show for a while, we're like, catch up time!
Oh, my gosh. Like, it was a bad... We've just had a rough couple weeks, but here we are tonight,
yeah,
filling you in on all the things that have happened in our lives. And I'm going to Alamo Draft House on Sunday. Did I mention that?
I'm excited the Avengers? For you.
I'm pumped.
There are freaking secrets in store for you.
Freaking Alamo Draft House. I'm so excited. I could die. Been wanting to go there since 2011.
Have you never been?
No, they just built this one. Like, it just opened.
I thought there was one in Tallahassee.
No, there's no Alamo Draft House there. That place needed one because every time you went to a movie, you wanted to punch at least 8 people in the auditorium with you. Here, it's not that big. Like, I've noticed here, I've been to maybe 2 movies where someone was, like, bringing out their phone or jibber-jabber next to me.
Oh, my God. When we went and saw Black Panther, somebody brought, like, a low-functioning autistic kid to the movie.
Oh,
like,
no.
Why would you bring a low-functioning autistic kid to a violent movie? No!
Yeah, the violent movie part was probably, like, not a good idea. I mean, I understand the plight of a parent who wants their kid to have a normal experience.
Yeah, but if you've got low-functioning autism, their normal experience is going to be routine. Not routine, going to see a movie because you want to see a movie. Nah, you don't get to do that, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But I'm glad. Did you like Black Panther? Because Jacob wasn't too keen on it.
So I loved every social aspect of it. I love that it was an all-black cast. I love that there were the token white, or the Tolkien, white guys. I love that, like, when the white guys try to talk, they were, you know, I'm just like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, please make this mainstream. Make this, this is fantastic. And I loved the like impetus behind it. And I loved the first part of it, but at that turn midway, they lost me hardcore. And I'm like,
oh, that's unfortunate.
Really built this up to this one thing. And then this one thing is gone. And now I don't really care anymore.
I don't know what you're referencing. We'll have to talk.
It's the airplane. They're at the airplane hangar, and then the guy's like, ha-ha, I'm this dude. And the guy's like, ha-ha, I'm this dude. And then the other guy's like, bleh, I'm dead.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was pretty awesome. I loved it.
I was excited, but then after that, I'm just like,
I loved it. I love the end. I love the beginning. I love the middle. It was easy in my top 3.
The beads did everything. They're like, I need to wipe my anus. I'm going to use a vibranium bead. I need to seal a bullet hole. I'm going to use a vibranium bead. I need to turn this on. I'm like, how the hell do you know what bead goes to, like, what's the toilet paper bead? What's the bullet sealing bead? And what's the bead that makes the train go?
I loved all the beads. I loved all the tech.
It was very comic book tech-ish. I'm like, I was expecting people to like take their earrings off. Like not Ultraviolet. The one.
Yeah, don't compare Ultraviolet to anything. I love it, and I'll be your friend.
What's the Korean cartoon that they used to play on MTV, and then they made a movie out about it, and it had the one chick that played in Monster that looked really ugly, but she's really pretty.
Aeon Flux?
Yes!
Yeah, Monkey Feet.
Yeah, when she was like taking those patches off and sealing bullet wounds, I thought that was really cool, but the patches didn't operate trains, or like...
I liked all the techie stuff. I loved his little sister so much, and I loved his bodyguard so much. His bodyguard was the most BA awesome. It was coolest thing.
Like I loved, and I died. It was so like women centric too. Like that the so women cool. were like badass so cool. warriors. But like, and that's why I'm like, why didn't I overall like this? Like I liked all the components.
Me and Stephanie walked out. We were like, holy balls. That was so good.
It was good. It didn't like season 4 of S.H.I.E.L.D. blows it out of the water. Like,
really?
But you know, it out of the water.
I appreciate so your good. Opinion.
You're like, you're wrong.
No. It may be unpopular, but I'm glad that you have it and I respect where you landed on it. For me, it was in the top. It's in the top 3. I think, I don't know. It's like Winter Soldier is a top movie for me. Easy in the Marvel universe. Winter Soldier, I could watch 800 times. Love that movie. Love everything about that movie. And then I don't know what comes after that, to be honest with you. Maybe Black Panther does. I don't know. I need to go back and watch the entire universe again.
Iron Man was just
It was
phenomenal.
Good. It was good. It's not even that dated. I watched it recently, and it was really good. I actually wrote a blog post about it.
Wasn't that like 10 years ago?
2008, yeah.
10 freaking years, like a decade ago they started doing that. Like, ouch, my age.
The only thing that's even dates it a little is a joke about MySpace. Because ain't nobody know what a MySpace is now. But I'm sure it was hip then.
Nobody used MySpace in 2008. Nobody's used MySpace since 2000.
Facebook wasn't there yet, really. There wasn't a whole deal. Spider-Man 3. I'm coming at you. WC Mitch. Hey, by the way, there's a factoid.
Oh, yeah.
Robot comes from the Czech word robota, which means forced work or labor. That's amazing. That's what robots are?
I really, really, really want them to continue the Terminator franchise, but not make it suck. Like,
Smash! Did you hear the news?
No.
Did you hear the Terminator news?
No.
They're making another one. They've just stop. Don't freak out. James Cameron is back on board producing, and he said it will be a direct sequel to Terminator 2 Judgment Day. He's like, just pretend it's some alternate timeline in Terminator 3, etc., do not exist, and this is a direct continuation from Judgment Day. Yeah, right? I know. You got the chills. I don't know what that means about actors and actresses and who's going to be what.
Maybe Sarah Connor's not dead of something stupid.
Schwarzenegger's not going to be in it, from what I understand. Maybe a cameo, because they do that kind of thing. But there's a new
which
dude.
I'm fine with. Like, I loved him as
the,
you know, T-1000. But
T-800.
What? Yeah, T-1000 was the
dude. T-1000 was the dude with the ears.
I love that you've never seen the first one.
No, I still haven't seen the first one.
And you're just like, no, I still know the names.
I still know stuff. Steven. I got like 9 out of 10 trivia questions for movie quotes last night. Like a boss.
Oh, I heard you guys finished second.
We did finish second after a tiebreaker.
Yeah. It's because Landon wasn't there.
Yeah, we were tied for second with somebody. And we were like, And Jacob's like, bam, I got this. And we won. Yeah, it was pretty fantastic.
Noise.
Anyway, speaking of awesome stuff, world news. Argentinian officers fired after claiming mice ate half a ton of missing marijuana.
Oh, shit.
Half a ton. Could you imagine? We lost 1,000 pounds of marijuana. I don't know where it went, but the mice probably ate it.
Does edibles mess up mice like it messes people up?
The mice are just like laying around like, anybody have any Cheetos? 8 Argentinian police officers have been dismissed after claiming that more than half a ton of marijuana, which disappeared from a police warehouse, had been eaten by mice. The disappearance of the drugs was discovered during an inspection of a police warehouse for impounded drugs in the town of Pilar, which is 60 kilometers outside the capital city of Buenos Aires. That's extra information for you today. If you ever get a trivia question, what's 60 kilometers outside of Buenos Aires? Oh, the town of Pilar.
Yes, I'm with Crund on this. I'm like, the cops smoked it, and we're like, oh, shit. Mice, dudes. The mice, they be everywhere and junk, and they ate it.
The mice, man, they did. I know they did. Mice love marijuana.
Oh, my God.
I had a brother once. He had a mouse. It ate all his marijuana. The cannabis had been in storage there for 2 years, but of the 6,000 kilograms that had been registered, only 5,460 kilograms were found. Suspicion fell on the city's former police commissioner, Javier Specia, who had left the inventory for the impounded marijuana unsigned when he left his post in April 2017. His replacement, Commissioner Emilio Potero, noticed the shortfall and notified the force's Internal Affairs Division, who inspected the warehouse. Called before Judge Adrian Gonzalez Charvet, Specia and three of his subordinates all offered the same explanation. Oh, good. Gotta have your story straight. The missing narcotics had been eaten by mice, they said. But forensic experts told the court they doubted even a large number of rodents could have eaten so much marijuana. Buenos Aires University experts have explained that mice wouldn't mistake the drug for food, and that if a large group of mice had eaten it, a lot of corpses would have been found in the warehouse.
We would have killed them?
Well, no, but mice would have eaten, and then they'd die. You know, mice die everywhere. You find dead mice. I mean, you found 2 dead mice in a wall.
Maybe it would have just made them so lazy that they would have just laid like, down and
I'm just going to go die now. The four police officers have been called to testify before the judge on the 4th of May. The judge will seek to determine if the missing marijuana was a result of expedience or negligence.
Yeah, that's the okay. So we're all on the same page that they either smoked it, sold it. Bless you.
Thank you. I did sneeze, but I muted it. That was because I'm good. I'm a pro.
I mean, I'm sure that was 20 seconds off, it but was. I saw you like making this face like. So I'm assuming like something either bit your ass cheek or you're about to sneeze.
Both, actually. It's this. This mice is trying to get at my marijuana in my back pocket.
That's so funny. Yikes. Oh, speaking of Stephen being a reverend, I heard that you've been getting hit up to do more weddings.
I'm getting drafted to do weddings. I'm so good with it, though.
I told Jacob, I was like, as long as ours is the first one. So, WC Mitch, like, you got to wait after June.
Yeah, I'm getting told you're doing the wedding, and I'm like,
that
okay,
Marios, because like I'm the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster and she's like a Pastafarian and like nobody takes us seriously, so you gotta do it. That's basically like, what we said.
Well, I love both of you, so whatever, sure. I am from a long line of rebels. And I think the government can shove their marriage intrusion right up their government buttholes.
Yeah, they're like, so, ooh.
Oh, it is. You have to pay for license, and then the license we have to give it to you. I'm like, no, people have been like telling each other they want to be together forever for millennia. Like, we don't need your permission, Uncle Sam. So shove it. And whoever do whatever.
At least Uncle Sam doesn't take, what was it, the rights of the estate lord where they could have some sleepy time fun with the virgin wife?
Yeah, that from Braveheart. I saw that movie. If the lord could lay with the ladies.
I am about to lay some like super hippie pseudoscience mumbo jumbo awesomeness on you.
Well, that you said hippy dippy pseudoscience, which means I'm about to disregard everything you told me.
Well, so the guy who originally posited this was a physicist from Russia, right? So, okay.
science-minded fellow. So
right, Russians.
You guys have heard about the law of attraction thing, like that. What was that stupid book and the little movie they made called The Secret? That's got like that S on it. That's like stamped in wax.
Oh, Oprah's thing.
Oh dear God.
Oprah was big on The Secret.
Well, the whole thing is based off a book that was written in the it was published like in 1910, and it was called The Law of Attraction, right? So whatever you think about and spend most of your energy on is what you're going to attract in your life, which makes complete sense. Yeah. Because if I'm thinking about, I don't know, I'm going to be a great writer one day, so I sit down and I write every day because that's what I think about all the time. Like, eventually you're probably going to get published unless you're just a complete pile of rubbish.
That's the Harrison Ford method. Stick around until everyone else quits.
Is that what landed him on Star Wars?
That's what he said. He said, I just didn't stop trying. Everybody else gave up.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally like what the law of attraction is. It's whatever you think about like floats into your life.
Manifest your dreams.
Yeah, essentially. Like, you can't just sit there and go, I would like a bicycle, and go open your front door and you have manifested it, like, without doing the appropriate spets that the life puts into your wave. So anyway, this guy is talking, it's called reality transurfing, right? How to transurf realities was what the book's called, but it was in Russian.
Hold on, I need to go get some marijuana to listen to this.
I swear, like, if I had those mice around me, this would be the best conversation. So basically what he said was, and I'm going to use a smoker as an example. So say I smoke and I'm like, I don't want to smoke anymore. So what you would do is to move your consciousness to a different reality where you never smoked. So you wouldn't smoke anymore because you never smoked in that other reality, right?
Yeah, I'm following you, man. Keep going. This is great.
I swear, like, this is a huge thing. But it relates into this law of attraction thing. And I really had a point, and I can't remember what it was.
You were going to lay it on me. You told me you were going to blow my mind with, like, some hippy-dippy pseudoscience.
I was, but why?
I'm following you everywhere except for the transfer of my consciousness to the parallel universe, Steven.
It's multi-dimensional stuff. Like, it's the universe.
You're talking about string theory or M theory.
Like a web, right? Right. But you would just slide across the web to this different...
But we can't do that.
Right, but that's... So it integrates the law of attraction into that. So it's whatever you're thinking about and whatever you're telling your brain. And that's what basically Arnold Schwarzenegger said he did. He said he put up all these posters of these, like, gorgeous, muscly, yeah, oiled men.
His mom,
right,
thought he was gay.
Exactly. But he was looking at that and telling his brain, he's like, that's what you need to do for me. This is what's going to happen. So it's like what you're telling your subconscious over and over and over again until your brain's like. So what I've been doing lately is every time I get ready to bite my nails, I say to myself, I don't bite my nails. Instead of saying, oh, you shouldn't do that, or I don't want to do that, or blah, 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 blah. And so far, it's been working. I don't want to think about it too much.
You put your head in parallel universe, Ashley, who doesn't have, yes, a nail-biting habit.
Right. So that's the idea behind it, is just sliding across the web to this parallel dimension where you did or did not do something.
My favorite thing out of this, not to discount anything you've said, but is Jamal saying, I'm going to slide into a reality where I am attractive.
Dude, Bar, you are a good-looking kid. Shut up. And so that's the other thing. Like, if you sit and you go, oh my God, I'm so ugly. Because that's what I imagine Bar doing for some reason.
With the vocal fry and everything.
You sound like a Cajun.
I'm too ugly. Let me fix me some jambalaya.
Oh my God. Somebody put the show title as Cajun French Fry.
What?
That's, I don't, crazy, know. Hi, Eric!
So I'm almost on board with some of what you say, because it really does have an... You can't think yourself better. You know, I don't believe that you can simply sit there and think yourself better. It requires action and movement. You know, like, you can think, right, yourself an author, but you also have to write.
Exactly.
I can think about being a successful podcaster, but unless I podcast, I actually, I don't know, tell people about this show every week, on 800 social media. It's never going to get anywhere greater than the 50 people that listen. Which is fine. I mean, that's great. I love the 50 people that listen. But, like, it's never, we are never going to get a sponsorship from audible.com where we're like, hey, we'll get your books, and they pay us $5. It's just not going to happen. Even though I think about it a lot.
Listening to books.
Oh, I love listening to books.
I struggle. I need to see it, man.
It's a time thing. You just kind of, like, I listen because I have to. You know, because it's easier for me to consume a book. Do you get mad when people say they read a book if it's a audiobook? Are you one of those people? Mm. Yeah, it's good. Some people, I've had people actually argue with me that I did not read it when I listened to it in the car. But I'm like, reading, it means
it implies just, you absorb the information.
You're bringing the words into your head. Like, I can read, so it's not like I'm skipping a natural life skill that I should have. It's just going, I need an alternative means where I get the information into my head. It's still reading, you know, to some degree. People get all upset. Like, calm yourself.
You didn't read it. You listened to it, Jace.
Yeah, you stop talking about all the books you read. You don't read,
Jace. I just finished the first Dragonlance book again, and I like had all the feels ever. And I'm like, oh my god, I forgot. Like, I started reading it, and I'm like, ooh, this isn't written like I remember it. But like after the first like 30 pages, I'm like, oh, I'm all in. This is great. I'm back.
There's books that I feel like I need to try, like Dragonlance. Like, I need to, books I want to read because I feel like I should read them, but I know it's going to be a slog and it's going to be painful. Like getting through Lord of the Rings. I feel like I should read Lord of the Rings. Like, I should pick it up and I should read it because I'm a real big fan of that universe. I think it's awesome, but I get to Tom Bombadil and my head explodes and I'm like, I can't read this anymore. But I feel like you just have to do it, you know? You have to do it. I can read The Hobbit, like, in three sittings because it's freaking amazing. And it's written for kids that are like, I don't like anything. And they're like,
yeah, oh, there's not the 45 pages of the description of the blade of grass. I'm like, I am all for immersion and description, but hot damn. Like, the grass is green. Move the hell on.
It's like you have to read. That's why I love Joe Abercrombie. He's like, I'm barely going to describe anything to you. Best of luck. And you're like, but it's all described in dialogue and attitudes and
cool stuff. I love dialogue heavy stuff. I love it.
So good. It's so good. I freaking love Joe Abercrombie. Like, just everybody needs to read the blade itself.
Joe Abercrombie is such, because I picked up the book of the short stories and like I had just submitted a short story and I was feeling pretty good about myself and I read the first two paragraphs and I'm like, I am a flaming pile of reheated dog shit. Like, I cannot write. I am not creative. Like, this man has destroyed me in six sentences. And I'm like, bloody. Like, no, what?
I feel like he's good.
So,
go to McDonald's and work there forever and just be despondent.
So I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt. But when I read your story, I thought the same thing. I was like, freaking Ashley. She writes so well. I'm never going to be able to write like this. She just lets her personality flow through, and it's wonderful.
I made him funny bucks to say that.
No, you didn't. It reminded me a lot of Christopher Moore, whose book is right there. That dude, like, you read his personality, it's just like, it's in his words. You just get it. It's sarcastic. It's snarky. You've got a line in your short story that you wrote, which everyone will get to read when Inklings Publishing puts it out in their compendium of awesome short stories featuring Ashley.
hopefully.
There was a line in there that I giggled for the next three paragraphs because I couldn't let it go.
It was the cats, right?
It was the cats. It was the cats. And I was like, pfft. And then I didn't want to laugh real loud because I was in bed like at night trying to read it. And I kept just... And Stephanie's like, what are you laughing? I'm like, Ashley made a joke. It's so good.
Yay.
It was so great. Anyway.
Actually, I would love to get that published and send that to I had a creative writing teacher at 8 o'clock in the morning, mind you, in college. And he was, the only reason anybody was in that class was because he was hot and he wore like poet shirts. And he had like long hair. Good God. Anyway.
And you want to rub it in? You want to be like, I made it.
Well, no. He took me aside once because I had a submission, and he sat me down. Like, we were in this private room, and I'm like, yeah, I know what's about to
like, you look at him, you're like, no butt stuff.
Like, with him, I don't know. So he looks at me and he goes, you write well. And I'm like, shit, yeah, I do. He goes, well, you were angry when you wrote this. And I felt like you were punching me in the face over and over again for the entire length of the story. And I'm like,
what? He's like, what does that mean?
Is that... He's like, maybe you should pull it back just a little. I'm like, but I was annoyed. He goes, oh, I got that.
That's awesome.
I got that.
That's great.
And then it's like hung with me forever. So I'm like, how do you, like, I don't know how to not
writing my emotions.
Punch people in the, so I try not to punch people in the face. No. Like, Ritega, what's up?
I think,
yes,
hi, not Ritega.
A pirate shirt is like a pirate shirt. And I have always had crushes on people that wore those things.
Puffy, like the puffy shirt, like pirate,
like
shirts?
like with the V that's like laced up. I'm like,
oh, like the Carrie Elwes, like,
yes,
Wesley,
yes,
that kind of thing.
Yes,
that's a good book too, by the way. The Princess Bride. That's another one where the writer's personality just oozes through the pages.
He writes. I like when writers do like asides. Like they'll say, yes, something and then like in parentheses do something. I'm like, I was in your head for a minute and it was awesome.
Yeah, it's, gosh, people, I need to write a story one day. I'm going to do it. Small Town News. I told everybody that the news would happen about 30 minutes in.
I just realized that McFly was like, do you need a moment? And I forgot he was listening. My fiance,
you did,
my love.
You did kind of stop. You did this weird, like, lower lip bite thing. I'm like, I remember that guy. He looked nice in his poet shirt.
I was not a good person in college. I got better.
Sure, a little bit. A little bit better.
I make my bed now, bitches. Oh my God. We were, Steven and Stephanie.
That's a show title.
I make my bed now, bitches. Somebody do that. Here. We were, Steven and Stephanie and Sam, because he is like an adult now, so we were sitting at the table and we were talking about like getting up early and stuff, and like Stephanie and Steven were making fun of me about, oh yeah, you know, man, your day's so rough, you get up at noon. I'm like, I get up at 8 o'clock, man, and I was so excited about it because 8 o'clock is early, and I'm like, it only took me 4 years to get there, and I was dead serious, like, because
yes,
my schedule was 4 a.m. to 2 p.m. I would go to bed around 4 to 6. I would wake up around noon to 2. For years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, interspersed with, you know, maybe a college class or something. And, like, I've pulled that back to 8 o'clock. So I went from 2 to 8 in 4 years. And I was so proud of myself. And Stephanie and Steven thought that was the funniest shit on the planet. And I'm like,
I still think it's hilarious.
Cut you. I don't know where that came from, but I was excited, man.
I'm proud of you, sort of.
I wake up in the morning. It's before noon.
Anybody else at our age would not get points. For some reason, you've managed points. I don't know how, but you did it.
Oh my God. Bar's like using conversations against me in the chat. A Texas man sentenced to 50 years for 1.2 million theft of fajitas. What?
$1.2 million in fajitas?
Like, how could you? How
do you steal a fajita? Like, what?
Where is that quantity of fajitas held?
Apparently in Texas.
A Texas man has been sentenced to 50 years in prison for stealing. Oh. Over 9 years. So they used the title and then added over 9 years for the second sentence.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's an extended period of fajita theft.
Okay.
Like, the great fajita bandit, they used to call him. The burrito bandito.
Oh, my God. 53-year-old Gilberto Escamilla was sentenced after pleading guilty to theft by a public servant.
Wait, theft? Okay.
Pleading theft by public servant. He had someone, state worker. He had a little page from the Capitol building run down and steal a fajita
that's what I saw, because that's how that sentence is structured.
Pleading guilty to theft by public servant.
Like, did you hire somebody? Like, what?
That's the best thing ever. Jimmy, go down the street and steal some fajitas from the taco truck.
Right? Like, I just see, like a little gully dwarf, like, skittering around the alleys, like, shoving fajitas in his shirt.
And then he doesn't get caught for the crime. He's considered a tool. He's considered part of just an implement.
Squirtle butts, if you take us to whomever is paying you for this fajita theft... He pays me in dead rats, sir.
All the rats ate my weed. I needed the cash.
Yay, callback. Gilberto told the court the fajita scheme spun out of control. Oh, yes, it did. He's been intercepting fajitas that he ordered through the Cameron County Juvenile Center where he worked and delivering them to his own customers.
He's like at a back window behind the juvenile hall. Hey, meet me back at juvie. I've got some great fajitas for you.
Wait, so how is he stealing if he ordered them? I'm so confused. His scam was uncovered when he missed work for a medical appointment, and an 800-pound fajita delivery arrived at the center, which doesn't serve fajitas.
Oh, no.
What? I'm so confused.
He was having fajitas delivered to the juvenile center as part of the cafeteria, is what I'm assuming. But he wasn't actually feeding them to the students, or the students.
He
was selling them out the back window to other people. Or maybe even to the juveniles.
Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, okay, where is he getting his fajitas from that night? Like, people would put, like, I'm going to go to the juvie and get my fajita.
Yeah, like, hey, man, I heard of a great place where you can get some good fajitas. It's at the juvie. What? What? No. Why don't we go down to El Rancherito's and get a fajita?
How had nobody heard of this? He was fired and arrested after authorities checked vendor invoices and obtained a search warrant that uncovered county-funded fajitas in his refrigerator.
Barcodes.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was all profit for him, right? Like, he would order it.
Yeah, this county would pick up the tab.
Like, how would you put 800... Like, how would that handoff go, right? Like, the truck rolls up and you've got 800 pounds worth of shit that you need to, A, keep cold, and B, get in your vehicle.
Who does this stuff, man? Like, I don't have a criminal mind, so I don't know why you sit there and go, I got the perfect scheme and I'm going to get away with it. Fajita sales. It's like, what? I mean, no, you're going to get caught. Bad people get caught. Like... Don't do bad stuff. Like, just stop it. I mean, after
almost a decade, he was probably, like, balls deep in his fajita scheme.
Yeah, for sure. He was all in, if you know what I mean.
Like, I just don't understand. McFly broke that down into math, and it's $133,000 worth of fajitas a year.
$133,000 worth of fajitas per year. Yeah. Dumb people get caught. Smart people get caught. Everybody gets caught. Not Rega. He would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling juvies. Well done.
That's
Balls Deep in Fajitas is now a title.
I'm voting for that one.
Don't forget to vote for the title.
I'm voting for that one.
Hit that showbot.tv link in the chat and please vote. Please.
Either mice love marijuana or balls deep in fajitas.
Yeah, we need to get some votes in there. We've only got two. The current winning title is language, which occurred prior to the show.
Yeah, that was
click
all my
link.
Mice ain't my weed is a new one.
Yeah, click that link and get in there and click
God,
the
these
click
are,
the
these
numbers
are so
and vote.
Good. Mice love marijuana or balls deep in fajitas are my favorite.
So great. I love it. All right, let's do this. News Better Left Untold. Madagascar officials discovered 10,000 stolen tortoises crawling in home after reports of a rancid stench. What is going on? Why are
those
people
are
stealing
numbers?
We were stealing fajitas, now we're stealing tortoises. What the devil? The smell was overwhelming as Madagar police and wildlife officials pulled up to a two-story home in Toliara earlier this month. But the inside of the house was even worse. It was there they found thousands of endangered tortoises crawling in every room of the house. Blah. You ever had a turtle before? Like a pet turtle?
Yeah, those reptiles do not smell
they
good.
They smell,
man.
You know that the like iguanas and lizards and crap will eat you if you die in the house? There was this story. What's the big lizard thing? Gila monster.
Gila monster, yeah.
There was a dude who was keeping a bunch of reptiles in his house. And he had a Gila monster. Gila? I don't know. Gila monster.
It depends on if you're from Australia or not.
Right. Anyway, he's keeping these animals in his apartment. And he dies of a really unfortunate heart attack or something like that. And nobody comes to work. Gila is what W.C. Mitch says it's pronounced as. But he misses work and stuff. And finally, they get into his house. They break it down like a week later. He has been mostly eaten by his... his Gila monster and the iguanas and stuff in his house. And Gila monster, I think they kill you because they got bacteria in their mouth, right? Or is that just crap the internet says that people believe?
It's gangrene and it's monitor lizards. There's a couple that do that.
They just have real crap mouths and they just generally kill you. Komodo dragons.
Yeah.
I thought those were the same thing, just two different names. I didn't realize that they were different. Whatever.
And I think monitor lizards too, right?
It was on that like dangerous attraction or something on Discovery Zoo or
Animal
Discovery.
I would not keep
Discovery.
Something that drooled gangrene. Oh wait, monitor lizards are, yeah, those were the big ones.
Gila got bad gums.
Yeah.
Komodos have poison, Gila have bacteria. Okay. Well, check it out, man. It was on Animal Planet, and it was about people who had dangerous animals that they believed, like people who kept deer, like bucks, as pets because they found it once and they kept it in a cage, like and ended up getting gored.
Oh, gross!
And there was one dude who had bison, like he had a bison that he would let in his house and stuff, like
a bison.
Yeah, a bison,
a big old bison.
Yeah. Yeah, and he would, like, he tried to take it to shows and stuff because he was like, it's my pet. Kind of like Grizzly Man. You remember Grizzly Man with the bear and they would, like, wrestle and play with each other? I mean, that bear never ate the guy, but, you know, it's just dangerous and stuff. And some of the stories ended badly, like the deer that gored the dude. So he's like, he just went out to feed the deer because he's like, my babies. And it was like, not your baby no more. And antlers right through the guts.
Really? Like, yeah. Was it outside? Or
yeah, it was out. I mean, I guess once it got big enough, it was out in a fenced-in area.
And the deer just said F you and gored him?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big, big, big problem. So gross. Don't do that.
Gross.
Don't have animals that are dangerous.
I didn't realize, like, a deer. Deer freak me out, so.
You just, the animals are unpredictable. Like, you got to be careful. Anyway, back to Madagascar. You cannot imagine. It was so awful. Sorry, Radifakanikasangasangakatakara said. That name is incredible. Sorry. Hold on.
My soup of alphabets.
I've got this. Sorry, Randrianjavizanika. Randrianjavizanika. That's not even close. Not even close.
Randrianjavizanika.
WC Mitch and his buffalo. That is a legit sentence. They had tortoises in the bathroom, in the kitchen, everywhere in the house. Officials counted a total of 10,068 poached radiated tortoises, a critically endangered tortoise that can grow up to 16 inches long and weigh up to 35 pounds as an adult. 10,068 in a house and they're critically endangered? Maybe this guy was doing him a favor.
Wait. What did you say? Poached and irradiated?
Poached
like an egg?
No, poached as in stolen from their home. Radiated as in, I don't know, put in the microwave. I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh. So the tortoise, it was a radiated tortoise, but yeah. It was stolen. So not like poached and irradiated. I'm like, oh my God, he was eating the turtles?
Poached and microwaved, radiated tortoises.
That's literally what I thought.
Oh, they look so cute. Look at this thing. Look at this tortoise. Ooh, that didn't work out like
radiated
I wanted it to.
Tortoise.
Boomp, boomp, boomp. Ba-doop, ba-doop, doop. Yeah, they look really cool.
Wee.
There we go.
Because I was reading about the Komodo dragons, because I'm like curious, because somebody said something about point. Holy shit, there's 1,000 of them.
They look really neat.
Wow.
Sorry, sorry, listener, audio listeners, but
look up lot of tortoise.
I feel like it's dangerous.
Lot of tortoise. That's my poor name.
Right. Lot of tortoise. She's the best. Wildlife experts believe the reptiles are intended to be part of a pet trade. Zoo Knoxville in Tennessee, which is helping with the rescue, said in a Facebook post that the tortoises were possibly being prepared to be shipped to Asia, where the tortoise's domed shell with a striking star pattern make them highly sought after. So far, 3 people have been arrested in connection with the smuggling. Madagascar's environmental agency confirmed in a Facebook post on April 12th they did not reveal their identities. What's with all this Facebook as communication? Like, the official line, according to Facebook, is... stupid is what it is. But that's terrible.
I just found out something about Komodo dragons, which I did not realize. I thought they had... So, this dude, in 1969, published... in 1981, published a book, because he saw that these big animals got infections after the Komodo dragon bit them, and he assumed that they had gangrene bacteria in their mouth. But that was a myth, and apparently it's incredibly still prevalent, because I believed it. But apparently it's venom. And the bacteria is just can or cannot happen, because they're in the gross places. But yeah, they actually have venom.
They have venom. Well, about that?
Venom quickens the loss of blood and sends the prey into shock. Yeah.
Well, how about that's good to know.
Yeah.
The more
I was wrong.
Don't worry, Ashley. I'm sure you'll be wrong about a lot of things before the end.
I hate being wrong. It hurts my face.
It's important to recognize when you're wrong. It's a challenge. Huh. All of us go through.
Okay, well, now everybody knows. Komodos are actually remarkably clean animals.
You too can be wrong with confidence. Horseshoes and hand grenades. Wrong
with confidence.
Wrong with confidence. Available at bookstores everywhere. It'd be fun. We should write a book about being wrong.
Write a book and just be so wrong.
You should. There's. Listen. You can go to the self-help section of a bookstore and find contradicting ideas to nearly everything. Everyone is wrong all the time. It's just how wrong you are. Whatever. That's why. Once you decide that everyone is wrong all the time. Then it's way easier to make bad decisions. Because you're like, whatever.
See, I was thinking that would make you make good decisions, because you're like, I don't believe this.
No, you just do the thing, because you know you're going to be wrong, but so is that other guy. So, whatever. Just do it.
Right, but wouldn't that,
that's what Nike says.
To greater... Mikey. I can't believe... isn't it funny, stuff that was staples, when we were younger, are still... Nike's still going, right? Adidas is still going, but Belk, where the hell is Belk?
And there is a Belk.
About Sears and stores, but the brands are still there.
Well, Adidas, everybody's going to wear those stupid soccer shorts till the end of time.
Yeah.
And I can't wear their shoes no matter how much I like them, because my feet are too wide and their feet are made for people with popsicle stick feet.
I have a pair of, but they're white, and I've worn them once, and I don't want to wear them because I don't want to get them dirty because they're white.
Well, that seems like a really impractical shoe.
Yep.
If it's a shoe you can't wear, what's the point? Anyway, WTF! WTF!
Yay! No to sex on roundabouts, Norway tells high school graduates.
Stop having sex on the roundabouts. Why would you want to have sex anywhere where somebody can go around and around in a circle and watch you the whole time?
I think that's the point. Norway's high school graduates should refrain from running naked across bridges and having sex on roundabouts, lest they give drivers too much of a surprise, the national transport regulator said.
So it's not...
Is this a thing?
If this was in America, it'd be like, you're going to give each other AIDS and gonorrhea. But in Norway, they're just like, stop it. You're going to make the drivers wreck.
why is that? I know one person that's had sex in public, and he was real drunk.
Really? Somebody? I know one person that did that as well. It's probably not the same person. I knew a guy in Florida that did it at some club in a back hallway.
Wait, do I know that guy?
No.
Aw.
No, but I definitely know the story. And I'm like, I was sitting there trying to think of logistics of the whole thing. So I'm like, you got zippers and you got business and you got things. I mean, I guess you could probably pull it off, but it would probably be really uncomfortable at the end of the day.
There are places to easily have sex in public, right? Like on walking trails or...
Yeah, but I mean, people are going to walk on those trails. Like if you're walking on those trails, there's a good chance someone else is going to walk on those trails.
Or ride their bike on the trail.
Or ride their bike. Or just jog by and be like, whoa, okay, that's what happened.
I need to write a book.
The closest I've ever been to somebody doing that was in a hotel we stayed at in Charleston, South Carolina. We woke us up in the middle of the night and our headboard was banging and it wasn't us.
It wasn't me, was it?
No, it wasn't you. It was two people, but they were loud. They were loud. Like, it was...
I don't remember that. That wasn't me.
No, you weren't there. It was okay. Me and Stephanie were on a trip, and like the hotel room next to us, it was like, what is going on? Because y'all just woke me up at like 1 in the morning. Like, go to bed.
I would have started yelling back just more loudly.
they were into it. That's what I know.
Norway's... It says annual, but my brain said anal because
that's what we were thinking of.
Anal. Norway's annual post-graduation period called RUSS, R-U-S-S. I'm assuming I'm pronouncing that incorrectly because I pronounced it with an American alphabet.
RUSS sounds like a good name.
Partying and drinking heavily and tends to challenge public morals every spring. Dozens of accidents involving students' red or blue painted vans and buses are reported every year, and sometimes the celebrations lead to crashes, killing those aged just 18 to 19. Oh, shit. So they're like...
They need to calm down. Like, I know you're graduating, but it's also fun to be, like, an old person. Like, if you can make it there, that is also pretty great.
It lasts weeks. Man, they put us to shame. While the list of rituals involved in the RUSS celebrations vary from one school to the next, they almost always invariably involve alcohol, nudity, and sex.
All the best parties do. I mean, come on.
In a statement titled, "No to Sex on Roundabouts," oh shit, Terjmo Gustavan, a former minister of transport who now runs the public roads administration, that everyone understands that being in and around roundabouts is a traffic hazard. It may not be so dangerous for someone to be without clothes on the bridge, but drivers can get too much of a surprise and completely forget that they are driving, if you see someone getting boned. Like, I'm assuming this has had to have happened, right? Like, let's get drunk and run across a roundabout and then do it?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be a normal thing. I just don't know why you...
I wouldn't do that, man.
You can't... I really have no words. I'm trying to form some sort of coherent thought. But it's it's just such a foreign concept to me. To be outside in the wild and just be like, ah, let's go bang it out over here. This is going to be great. Like, I don't understand.
Oh my god. I just realized that the chat room is just making so much fun of me right now.
I feel like you should just be safe in your home, hotel room, car, you know, somewhere you can control your environment, not out in the wild. But, I mean, hey, some people, it's their thing. And if that's your thing, then that's great. I'm not that person.
Do your thing, but make sure it doesn't kill other people.
Yeah, you know, WC Mitch, have sex in the roundabout so long as it's safe.
I mean, go have sex in the woods, man. Like, that's...
Get some pine straw up your butthole sometime.
You don't have to, like, lay down.
I just don't... Yoga. I'm trying so hard to dance around the idea that you know what you're talking about. And it's so hard. I'm just like, must keep glancing over this. Must keep just scooting right past it going, well, howdy doody.
My next book's going to be places that you can have sex on the outside and the likelihood of you getting caught ranked.
I don't,
like, trust or no.
I don't want to know. just don't. As far as I'm concerned, everybody I know is celibate. Because it just makes me have a nicer day.
I mean, you and somebody have a kid.
There's only so many places you can go with children in the house. Even your bedroom may not be safe. It's like at any moment there could be a knock. I will say this, that Sam stays in his bed until we, like, I mean, we didn't, like, make this a rule. But he'll just lay there till we tell him, you know, hey, Sam, you can get out of bed. He's like,
well,
okay.
Well, he chills. He likes his downtime. And then when he's done, he's like, I want to come downstairs. You guys are like, okay, there's literally nothing stopping you. And he's like, okay, I'm coming.
You know, we're like, you can come down when you wake up. And he's just like, okay. But then the next day he'll lay there and sing until we say, hey, Sam, you can come down. Okay.
That's because he's you. He's nice, he's you.
Yeah, he's been a little bit of a butt. But that's because he just turned three.
He was tired. He was fantastic yesterday. We had fun.
Oh, yeah. As long as you're doing everything that he wants to do, it's fine. Until you need him to put on his underwear, and then it's an entirely different game.
I just made him stand on the bed on the railing and then jump into his pants.
I tried to get him to do that. I ended up finally talking him into putting on gym shorts and his monster truck rain galoshes to go get food with me.
Oh, that's amazing.
He looked awesome. And it was like, okay, yeah, you're definitely three. This is going to work. No one cares. You're fine.
I still dress like that.
And it's fine. You look great that way, too. Sure.
Your shed shall be known as the anti-celibacy chamber.
It's no place to escape. No, nobody wants to put
their... Paul and W.C. Mitch came up with that.
Nobody wants to pull their britches down in my shed. There could be a Black Widow spider in there.
Nobody's been in that shed. Like, has that door been opened in the last 2 years?
Yeah, I go in there. There's stuff in there I need. Like, but it's... Don't worry about it. It's really fine. It's really... Everything is great. Hey, man, do you... Hey, Smash. So I learned 2 weeks ago or so that you occasionally get feedback on our shows, but we don't get email, but you get told by people... Do you have anything to share from the feedback loop?
Because
that's basically what our mailbag is.
Where's my stuff? I think I told you what Ortega said.
Ortega. Daniel Ortega?
Ortega.
Not Rega?
Oh, he said, just listen to the Struggle Shape Bumholes podcast and realize that Steven needs a poop knife. And he said it's a perfect gift.
Thank you.
So you might get a poop knife. Is that
Is there really a poop knife? Yeah, we're going to Google that.
Poop knife.
There is a poop knife.
Oh my God! It's on Amazon. What the shit?
Poop knife. Oh, weird. Wait, no. These are not real. These are just knives. Oh, wait, no, here's a poop knife. The original poop knife.
Original poop knife. It's a real thing.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. The original poop knife.
What? Yes, this is for real. Do you, your friends, or your family poop big? Do those logs sometimes need a little help going down? Endlessly spinning poops will mock you from the toilet vortex no more. This knife will chop the most compacted of brownies, the most seasoned of sausages, can handle the hardwood of butt logs. The longest of sewer snakes, the most ferocious of bald crocodiles, and the fattest of heaved Havanas. My God. This poop knife is one of a kind, made from metal-reinforced silicone. It's strong, hygienic, and easy to clean. Guaranteed not to turn into a rusty, pungy stick. Be a samurai of the porcelain poo-poo platter. Oh my gosh.
Smash! What are we looking at? How is this a thing?
I am getting you this shit for your birthday. No, you're not.
No, it would go well with my assortment of poop related items, like my my rectal rocket.
Rectal rocket up my butt. It feels so good. It's my birthday. All I got was a poop knife. Oh my God! There's a shirt with it too.
This is the best thing.
Ortega, you have just made my life so endlessly amusing right now.
The poop knife.
I did not know that was a literal thing.
I was 22 years old when I learned that not every family has a poop knife.
Like, oh my God. If you need a poop knife, eat some freaking chia seeds, man.
This is amazing.
Barr's like, I have Steven's address.
Okay, I have to read some of this. So skipping. Fast forward to 22. It's been a day or two between poops, and I'm over at my friend's house. My friend was a local dealer, and I always had guests over because you can't buy weed without sitting on your bum and sampling it for an hour. I excuse myself and lay a gigantic turd. I look down and see that it's sideways one, so I crack the door and call out for my friends. He arrives, and I ask him for his poop knife. My what? Your poop knife. I need to use it, please. WTF is a poop knife. Obviously, he has one, but maybe he calls it a more delicate name. A fecal cleaver? A dung divider? I explain what it is and why I want it. He then starts giggling, then laughing, then lots of people start laughing. It turns out the music stopped and everyone heard my pleas through the door. It also turns out that none of them had poop knives. It was just my effed up family with their effed up bowels.
Oh my god.
I told this to my wife last night, who was amused and horrified at the same time. It turns out that she did not know what a poop knife was and had been using the old rusty knife hanging in the utility closet as a basic utility knife. Thankfully, she didn't cook with it, but used it to open Amazon boxes.
Ew! How is this a thing?
Apparently, this guy came from a home where a poop knife was normal and didn't realize till he got outside in the real world that it was not a thing that you had. I was convinced your family didn't have plungers for a while because you don't keep them in the bathroom where people can use them.
Shit, man.
Everybody needs to put the supply. We've been through this.
I know.
We've been through this. The supplies to clean up after yourself should always be available to guests so they don't have to ask for the poop knife. They can just be like, shoot, I left streaks in my friend's toilet. Good thing he has the Comet and the toilet brush laying right here for me. Now I don't have to say anything.
This is a thing. Poop bags?
I'm assuming that's for your dog and not a person.
I sure hope so. I think about those horse feed bags you put on the horse's face. Instead, you just hook it to your belt loops and open the rear door, and there he goes. Like a trucker bomb.
This is, like, I don't... There's the original poopknife.com. I don't think you understand, like... It's just, it's a poop knife. Like, it's a huge...
I think I'm
gonna... wants to know if his dishwasher is just safe.
I'm totally getting one for my dad for his birthday.
Oh.
I'm going to send him one. I'm going to send him a poop knife.
It's currently unavailable on Amazon. I'm so distraught.
Oh, we'll find... Life will find a way.
Well, shit. We'll find a way. Because when you go to the original poopknife.com, they want you to buy it on Amazon. I rhymed.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll come back into supply soon. You know, we'll get one. We'll get one and I'll review it on the show for you. Keep it on my desk. Just as a nice memory. Hey, man, thank you guys so much for coming to the show. Thank you, Ashley, for keeping track of the mailbag so we could actually have some mail that led us down this wonderful path. If you listen to this podcast and you like it, please review us on your favorite podcasting service. Give us 5 stars. Tell them everybody you love us. It'll help us grow up in the algorithm, and more people would hopefully swing by to see us. You can follow us on Twitter at @2dorksTV and get notified every time we go live or do whatever. Tip us. If you could make the show better, you can either send us bits over Twitch. You can subscribe with your free Amazon sub, because Amazon Prime subs are awesome, and it's Bezos bucks for us, and you don't have to pay anything other than your Amazon subscription. Also, tips are very welcome at twodorks.net/tip. I had to spend a bunch of money to buy a new boom for my mic because it blew up the other day and broke into a million pieces somehow, because that's how my week's been. So if you've ever thought about tipping or sending us bits, now would be a good time to help with this situation. That thing, I've had that boom for what, 4, 5, 6 years? Something
we've
like that?
It finally we've snapped. Had it since the apartment, right?
But this one's so quiet. It does a much better job of being quiet. It's no more it squeaky.
I have like the old school stuff from like the days of bits and binary and...
All the old stuff. The pie and chips... equipment. Yeah, for sure. Oh, those were the days.
I mean, this is eventually going to be a bathroom, so I'm not really worried about
Also, what else we got going on? Dungeons & Dragons. On Tuesday, we're going to play some more Pathfinder. And we're going to go on some adventures. I'm very excited about that. So we'll be joined by Kelly, Zafo, Sub, and Ashley
Sub's
Jacob.
Sub's going to talk more this time, right, Sub?
Yeah, of course he is. For some dice rolling shenanigans. So look forward to that. That'd be Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Aside from that, man, I'll be level 33 the next time we talk. So if you've considered sending me wonderful presents, do it.
Yay!
No, I'm kidding. You guys are great. Your presence alone is a gift enough. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, but he doesn't mean your presence with a C. He means presence right. with a TS.
Also, put some votes in for those titles, man, because we're about to make that happen. But everyone who's listening to the podcast will find out what that is at the beginning of the show, and none of what I'm saying now will matter to them. You guys are awesome. Let's end with these words of wisdom from Vijay Kumar. Drinking a cup of coffee with your eyes closed isn't a sophisticated task for a person, but it's hard for a robot.
I don't know what that means.
It's deep. It's deep. You really got to think about it. Really got to consider. You guys are amazing. We'll see you next time on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.